Lord and Heavenly Father, we're together as a meeting again today, and we're here asking your guidance on this meeting, that we make decisions that are gainful for your use and gainful for the club's use, that we can grow and prosper and do great things for you. We just pray now through the meeting that you'll be with us all. Guide us all out here in the congregation here too, or meeting members, and just help us make great decisions. Pray all this in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all.
I thought I got everybody.
They're yours.
That's mine.
That's right.
Okay. Introduction of the board. Brian Fuller, president.
Yay.
Jim Setzler, vice president.
Yay.
Dave Mall, treasurer.
Yay.
Diane Jones, secretary.
Yay.
Say Pete.
Yes.
Okay, Pete Schwab, senior advisor.
Yay.
And Marcy McIntosh, state director.
Yay.
Okay, do we have any first timers or guests?
Just laugh at it, Brian.
No one? Any birthdays or anniversaries? I know I had a birthday yesterday.
Not today.
No. Yep.
Our anniversary is next Saturday.
Okay. How many years? Oh.
28.
Okay. Our anniversary is coming up.
A week from Monday. There you go.
Memorial Day.
47. I had a birthday on May 6th, and it was a milestone birthday because I went on to Medicare.
Yay! Welcome to the club. Diane and I have an anniversary a week after theirs.
Okay.
Same amount of years.
Hey, campground announcements. Anyone like to make a pitch for upcoming campouts?
What?
Campout announcements?
I don't want to do this.
It sounds like you were elected.
Yeah, I know I've been elected.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
You were voluntold.
I don't like mics, and I don't like being in front of people. But as puppets, it's totally different.
I don't know why.
You'll be fine.
It's just fine.
Okay, I'm going to read this, so hopefully I got it right, because Brad says, oh, by the way, you're going to do this. And I went, I am? Okay, this is what we kind of, is this, I'll just read it, sorry. Just shut up. Okay, read it. It says, we would like to invite you to the 2026 Blue Water Mixer at Emily City Fairgrounds. The theme is a new beginning. Our mixer is under new people due to Joyce Williams passing and then John's not able to do it. And Rocky and Don, their health issues, they're no longer in charge. So we are very thankful for their hard work of service and for the mixer that they put on. This year, so Brad and I are co-chairing it. So you guys have to just kind of excuse all of us for it, because we have no idea what we're doing. So, totally lost. And so, anyway, so the theme is a new beginning, so everybody have patience with us. We have never done it, so we apologize in advance for all the stupid stuff we're going to do, say, and not do. we're going to, if you haven't attended the camp out in a long time, whatever, we have discounts for people to try to encourage everybody to come back to the Blue Water area and try us out. The registration is $25. I'm not sure, what's the camping fee that they're charging the camp out? Do we know that? I mean, I know, but I didn't get that from Ron, from Ron.
Ray, I understood it going to be the same as last year, but I don't remember what
it was. I can't remember what it was, so we're
probably... $25.
Anyway, if you've never attended a Blue Water Mixer, you get a $10 discount. And if you invite a first-time person, you get an extra $5 if they come. So, just a little thing to encourage people to come. We do the bingo like the same way as...
Card bingo, yeah.
The card bingo is what we do. That's something that we do at ours all the time. And there's prizes. We don't do the quarter per charge. There's like prizes that we do, just little trinkety things for the people who win. We have a soup on Saturday, which is free. It's chicken noodle soup. And if there's enough people that register, we also have another soup that goes with it. So you have a choice of two soups. We do activity, family games, and all that same stuff like we do here. But other than that, I can't think. My brain is fried.
Where is it?
It's at Emily City Fairgrounds. It is the last weekend in September, I think it's...
September 25, 27, 26. Up 26.
Okay.
25 through 27. So, early arrivals will be on the
27th. That's the weekend after State Fall, right? Yeah, it's the weekend after State Fall.
No, it's 2 weekends after State Fall.
Or 2 weekends, whatever it is, or however it goes. Or...
Yeah, because State Fall isn't what it used to be.
Is what?
Isn't what it used to be.
Oh. Okay,
so later. Okay. If you Google map, it's the Eastern Michigan Fairgrounds, and it is right in town.
Yeah, it's right on. It's right, you can't.
It's several.
Just off I-69, a couple blocks. Or off M53, just Van
Dyke. Okay, next weekend. Anybody want a rodeo? Come up Gladman. We're heading tomorrow.
Registration.
Up Gladman. We're at the Gladman County Fairgrounds. For Memorial Weekend, there's a rodeo on Saturday night and Sunday night. Not all the campers do go, and we're the exclusive campers there. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. The fairground fees, $12 a night. Holy cow. It's electric. There is water on ground, so you can fill up dump station. Yada, yada. We're going to do a fish fry one night. We're going to do breakfast one morning or two mornings or... whatever we decide to throw together. So come on up and join us. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. Any other camp out announcements? Before I get to the car, I'm going to do a little detour for Donna.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your warming pleasure, now that the weather got warmer, we're going to raffle off this quilt later this evening, okay? So there's other activities that will be going on. I'll be around to sell tickets, or you can come and let me know you need tickets, whatever. Tickets are $1 a piece or 6 for $5, okay? Just a little something to warm you up by the campfire.
Everybody seen it? Yeah, put it down now.
Yeah, put it down.
Here
goes.
Don't get all sweaty.
No, Paul, get your coldness. Very cool.
Secretary's report. You should have all gotten a copy of the minutes from the last meeting. Since they are printed out, they do not need to get read. However, if there are any corrections or comments, now would be the time to make them. Any corrections or comments to the minutes from the fall 2025 meeting?
On the bottom it says the camp bench is going to be in Canada for 2027. Is that changing to Michigan?
It is a change. Probably at the time this was put out, that might have been accurate. So I don't think it would be a correction to the minutes, because at the time, that was correct. Things have changed since then, which we'll hear about shortly.
Motion to accept?
Yes, I'll take a motion. Do you have a motion to accept from 35? Second?
46.
46. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Treasurer's report.
Treasury reports have been printed. Hopefully everybody has one. If not, there's more up here.
Okay, any questions about the treasurer's report?
Did I get a raise?
Well, double your salary. Double zero, it's still zero. If there,
I'll make the motion to accept it.
The motion will be to place on file for audit.
Oh, okay. That's a good one for me, so, okay.
So, okay, we have a motion to place on file for audit.
Second.
Okay. All those approved? Okay. Against? Motion carries. Okay, standing committee reports. Awards.
No report.
Okay. Parliamentarian.
Yeah.
No, nothing. No report. Okay. Chaplain.
Just that we're going to have church at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't miss it. You never know what's going to happen.
Okay.
They said we got to do it over again. Church tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. You never know what's going to happen. I never know. Who knows? You sure be there. What fee they want to know?
Okay, Mission Gander Editor. Katie is not here. So.
Do that later. And that will bring us forward in discussions.
All right, Webmaster Communications.
Well, the web is still out there. Hopefully you guys are still looking at it and everything. Any updates or corrections, please give them to me. I'll gladly put them out when I can, okay? Up until now, hopefully you're happy with it, so we'll keep going. But I need your additions.
Okay. State insignia, Heidi.
No report.
The last standing committee is nominations. Believe it or not, it's time to start thinking about nominations. So this board has been now in office for 1 year. And so the process for electing the next round of officers begins now. It begins with having a nominating committee or a nominating chair to, put forth nominations for the various offices to be presented at the fall meeting, so that they're then to be voted on between fall and next spring. So we need a nomination chair.
I just think you guys ought to stay right there.
I definitely agree.
Well, we still have to go through the process. We still have to go through the process, and someone might, there might be someone who wants to run against us. So we do need to follow the official process, and we do need a nomination chair.
Quit.
You can't quit something you never started. Who did it 2 years ago? Was it Linda?
Linda English?
Mm-hmm. I did it before that.
Oh, did you say you want it now?
Negative.
Self-experience.
My plate's full.
Well, I see
you,
you know,
don't do that.
So I'm not sure how to proceed if, like, no one volunteers. Anyone have any experience with that?
All right, I'll volunteer.
Oh.
291.
Woo! I'll volunteer. Thank you. As Paul pointed out, it's like, that's a good position to be on, because if you're on the nominating committee, then they can't be asked to be an officer.
I'm not sure
how true that is, but. Okay, special committee reports. Anything to report from this spring camp out that hasn't already been covered in the past?
All right, we had 20 campers on site. We had a total of 42 adults, one teen or kids. We did have one cabin rental, and we had one guest. So, we had 43 people total here. It's good, but we still can do better. I mean, go ahead.
Do you have any, how many rigs?
20.
23.
Thank you. 23?
20. 20.
Thank you.
We do need to try to encourage people to come to this. We tried to make it in the middle of the state. So it would be nice to outgrow this building. I don't know where we would go. But the more we get, the more you're going to see the activities grow, and where we go will be different, because somebody else might want to go down to Marshall next year. And have to go to Allegan, or there's other areas that we can camp. That's all I'm saying.
St. John's is a nice place too.
So, thank you.
So the report you just gave was for spring of 2025.
Six. Right now? Yes. Okay. Okay, anything else for this camp out, spring of 2026? Moving on to fall of 2026. So last year we did put out a sign-up sheet for various activities and responsibilities for the fall camp out. And we have actually filled almost every spot on there. The one thing that we didn't have filled until now was actually someone to chair it. We are open if someone has a burning desire to chair the fall of 2026 camp, which, by the way, will be here in St. Louis. It will follow immediately after the retiree camp out. The dates are September 11th, 12th, and 13th. If someone has a burning desire to be a chair, otherwise we do have a backup plan. Some of our board members will chair the, but we are open. Someone else wants to step forward for chair. I am going to read who signed up for what to remind you, make sure, so you know, now is the time where it's like, oh, I signed up for that? No. Now let us know now. And a few of the people aren't here, so we'll have to get a hold of them otherwise. So, hospitality, we have Dawn and Brenda. Bingo Friday evening activity, we have Sammy, Joe, and myself. DaySat, we have Tom. Camp, we have me. Family games, we have Rachel Callahan and Kathy Hartwig.
Who's Rachel Callahan?
Oh,
I didn't know I was signed up for that.
Yes, you did. Well, that's why I'm reading this list. That's why I'm reading the list.
What do I got? Family games?
Family games.
We got it. Can't outdo you guys.
Program, we have Linda English. Registration, we have Jamie and Kelly Carey. Good for that. We'll skip one other activity. I have an idea for another activity. Saturday evening program, we have Jeff and Marcy.
What?
So we do have one open slot, and that is activity craft question mark. So we have no one signed up to do a craft or other type of activity. So we would welcome anyone who might have...
I'll do it with somebody else. I will do it with someone else.
Okay. Sunday church praise game, cup of tears.
Yep.
For that, okay. And then we'll have a Saturday evening potluck. It says barbecue meat provided. Of course, anything else that someone would want, feel inclined to do, just let us know. If you want to do something over and above what's on here, we're certainly open to suggestions. But anything else about the fall campout, 2026 fall campout, before we move on to the 2027 spring campout?
Really close to my mouth like this?
Yep.
Okay. So, for 2027 spring, we would like to, Jeff and I, and my mom and dad, would like to invite you to, this is how we do it, like a totally 90s state camp out. And I don't know what that means yet, but that's the idea and the thing that we're going with. So, we are going to be going to Calhoun County Fairgrounds in Marshall, Michigan for the spring. So, like, a year from now. I don't have the exact date because I said with the Calhoun County Fairground lady the third weekend, and then I realized like the first weekend's like split over, and I'm like, I don't know if that's the first weekend or the second weekend, and I gotta figure out which weekend's the third weekend to her. So I will have dates soon and registration forms and everything. But Jeff and I would like to invite you.
Okay, moving on to, so our campvention this year is in Huron, South Dakota. As far as we know right now from Michigan, the only ones attending are myself, Marcy and Jeff, Mary Beth Hughie I know is signed up. John and Linda are signed up, but right now they are doubtful. We don't know of anyone else signed up for Huron that we aren't aware of. Aware. Yeah, so normally in the past we would have things like talking about the float, the noise parade, hospitality, get together, but kind of we have those under control. And so I don't think there's really anything to discuss here about those, especially with the few of us that are going. Marcy got some things like for hospitality and stuff that's under control. Okay. So moving on, old business. Do we have any old business to discuss? Okay, seeing none, new business. Any new business to discuss? We're moving on to the state director's report.
Get your dollars up here, please. Right now?
These?
Oh, there they are.
They're by the letter.
Am I next one?
Carrie's in here. Carrie's to the front.
Oh, did they come?
Since you have your state director, there's some things that I have neglected because I've like getting the heat under me and everything. So we're doing some retroactive stuff. So I want to tell everybody that being somebody in 2020 was really hard, right? Being a teen in 2020 was really hard. It was incredibly hard to be teen royalty in 2020. So that's why the 2020 Jonesy Award for Teens is going to go to Grace Carey. So we just wanted to, you know, I'm getting choked up. I watched her on the virtual thing, keeping it all together while I sobbed like a baby in 2020 because we couldn't have a convention, but there she was, poised and amazing. So we just.
We're gonna go
backwards. This way. Okay, so state director's awards were retroactively state directoring awarding. I became state director in late 2023. And this is something that's not necessarily easy. There's a lot of different things that I didn't know about before I got involved in this. But I have always had some backup with me. So the 2024 State Director Award goes today to Kathy Hartwig, please.
Hey, Marcy, switch mics.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Is it because I'm crying?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Who's crying on the mic?
All right, and then 2025, we're going to wait till the recipient's here for that one retroactively, so when they're here, we'll hand that one out. But then for 2026, there's somebody who's been really stepping up in the last year or so that's really taken the program that they were given and really just going to town with it. So Tom Lewis, I'd like you to come up here for our State Director Award this year because our program producer has never been so well attended. I've never been so interested in my life and safety. And he's also been helping out with our Facebook page. I don't know if you guys have seen his notes. And so many of them, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I never knew that. And so he's keeping us all safe and we wanted to recognize him for his efforts this year. And I'd also like you to ask you to be maybe the DSAT director for Camp Edge 2027.
Oh, how good.
You can think about it.
I've never seen that man speechless.
Okay, so that's where the awards thing to Jeff for being a great fan of. Yeah. Okay, so Brian talked a little bit about Camp Edge 2026. If anybody has anything that he brought up at the national meetings, please let me know. We'll, of course, be doing all of the business meetings and whatnot like that, so if there's anything nationalized that you feel like we should be improving on, fixing, doing better for SBRB, Camp Engine's where I go and tell them all of those things. So if you have those thoughts, please pass them on to me, and I will pass them on to all of them. Hopefully you all are reading your Camping Todays and getting information, but also our Michiganders. I know that all of you saw in the Michigander, because you told me, which is amazing. That means you guys are reading the Michigander, and I love it, that we're going to Allegan, Michigan. We are not going to Allegan, Michigan. We are going to Marshall, Michigan, everybody, in 2027. Yeah, for the national convention, I spoke with the board and asked them to bring it into Michigan because it was one of the options. We were looking at Allegan, but we ended up going to Marshall. I'm going to be your convention
co-chair with Linda English, and Jeff and John, of course, are going to be involved, hopefully. And so I'm asking for people to head up and chair committees for us, even if this may be your first convention. I would love for everybody to get involved because I want to show the entire national organization what a great state we have. We have these great state campouts, and I'd like to bring that energy to the national convention for 2027. So that's my report for this time.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what?
Does they have a theme for that yet?
I have a theme in mind. They haven't approved it yet. So I'll sneak peek it on you guys, but it's Dreams Begin in Michigan. So hopefully, if everybody thinks that's cool, it's going to be stars and blues and northern lights and stuff. And maybe white-tailed deer. The dates are going to be July 11th through the 17th, 2027. We'll have early bird days that everybody will be able to come in early if they'd like to.
Which one are
we going to go? So we're really hoping that everybody at the very least will attend, and if you can help out and lend your time, talents, and energy to what we're doing, I would really love to see everybody from Michigan just showing them how it's done with the national level. So.
How many sites and stuff do they have now? I know they really updated a lot there.
You know, the site numbers, enough that we could double what we've been getting at a convention and we'd still be okay.
I didn't realize they had to put that many in.
Yeah, there's a lot of sites. There's two distinctive ways that you can camp. You can either camp in the flat open space that's pretty much like pole crews and electric and water and everything, and it's very, you know, square space. Or throughout the fairgrounds, they have different sites within the trees and in the buildings and everything like that. So they have a brand new comfort station is what they call it. It's basically a really fancy bathroom. The nicest showers I've ever seen at a convention in my entire life. They have four very large, what they call family showers, that have big dressing room spaces and large showers that if you have young children and you don't want to chase them naked through a bathroom. This is what I remember with Otto, you know, when you're at a convention. We are having exclusive rights to the entire Calhoun County Fairgrounds. We'll have six buildings at our availability. The one building that will be for entertainment is called the Sheep and Goat Barn, but when you think Sheep and Goat Barn, this is not what we're getting. This is a big, beautiful building with side doors that open up to make it an open-air building if the weather's nice, but if the weather's bad, we can close the doors and keep the rain and inclement weather out and have entertainment there. We're already looking at some bands. I'm crossing my fingers. We saw Gunslinger in Lima, Ohio. They tore the house down on Friday night. I've been in contact with them, and they look like a possibility. So I'm lining up for a spectacular convention in 2027. I want you all there with me to enjoy it. July 11th through the 17th, 2027.
Just so anybody who's been there before, they have done massive amounts of upgrading there. It's changed like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, they have a new fairgrounds manager that she's just great. She's fun to work with. Any of the stuff that I was like, hey, do you have a stage? She's like, yeah, we have a stage. And I'm like, okay, how much extra is that going to be? And she's like, oh, no, we'll include it. And she's like, do you need bingo stuff? And I'm like, sometimes. She's like, we'll include it. And I'm like, oh, I see a bunch of fans around here. She's like, yeah, we'll include it. So she's been great to work with. She's really committed to any of the committee members that need help with the community area, like getting commercial vendors in or any of the stuff in the area that you might need help with for those committees. The fairground manager is right there ready to help you with doing that too. So
would you say the sites are full hookups or just water and electric? You
know? Water and electric. And some of the water you might have to have long hoses and splitters. But we've done that before, right? It's not that, you know, it's not that bad. But yeah. Electric for all of the sites, and you know, yeah, there's a lot to do around there. There's a lot of neat stuff in Marshall itself, but we're also close to a lot of other things. There's a lot of things within an hour drive of us and Marshall. Yes, the casino, there's going to be so many things that we'll be, you know, putting information out for everybody to kind of see and come in and do. So that's why we're doing the spring campout at Marshall next year. We're going to do kind of like a little preview test run on Campvention and be there so everybody can kind of see the grounds and get their bearings about it, especially committee members and stuff. But we're also hoping to put on a really nice spring campout. Any other questions? Okay, that's all my excitement.
National committee reports. Conservation. Yep. No report on conservation. DSAT, anything to report?
Not really.
Okay. Camp, actually, do you have something to report? And this actually applies to DSAT, and I think it might apply to other committees. So for years, FCRV has had, they're officially called membership certificates. Sometimes they're called camp bucks. They basically were money that you could apply towards. For a while, they could apply to many things, but now it got to where they were just being applied towards like registration for national or for buying things from the national booth, which they no longer have because they got rid of all that stuff. But they were things that you could earn for doing camp walks or attending DSAT. National did decide to do away with those camp bucks or those membership certificates because it was just being too much of a financial drain. So that's effective as of now. For anyone that has earned those bucks, they are usable through next year. So everyone that attends Campvention, you can take whatever bucks you have and use them for part of your registration fee. So, but after next year, they will no longer be good and they are no longer getting passed out for any activities like camp or day staff. So, retirees, John English is not here. I guess I should have said something about the camp out. You know, there is the retiree camp out that's the week after Labor Day, so it precedes the state camp out. So a lot of us come up to the retiree camp out and then go right over into the state camp out. It's a lot of fun. I started coming to it as soon as I retired. You don't have to be any particular age. You don't even have to be retired. It's actually open to anyone, but it is during the week. So if you're working, it kind of makes it hard. But it is a lot of fun. And so encourage you to attend to that camp out as well. Yes, 7th through the 12th. Okay, team director.
Come back to
them. Okay, wildlife. Youth director. Scholarship.
Yeah, okay guys, June 1st is your deadline to get your information. If you're going to email it to me, don't wait, just in case it gets stuck in limbo, because I've had that happen a couple times. I sent it a week ago. I didn't get it till 2 days after, so that's really bad. Or if you're going to mail it to me, take that bugger to the post office and have them date stamp it. That's another thing. I've had them get lost in the mail and show up 2-3 weeks after deadline, and I couldn't prove one way or another, and it's not fair to the people that got the stuff in on time. So, yeah, and the National is too. I think that was our demo, isn't it? Yeah, that's gone. So anyway, but yes, Michigan's open June 1st, and then they'll be awarded at fall camp out. So we got money, honey. John English is just kicking butt. We have our money invested in Fidelity, and he is all over it like ugly on a mate. We're making really good money. So we want to give you guys a chance at it here. So thanks.
Except for Grace,
because
she didn't
drink though. Okay, moving on. Vice President, do you have anything to you want to say?
No. Just encourage people to get out and camp.
Yes, I guess it is.
It's going to be a challenge this year, starting going forward. Fuel price, lots of different things are getting in the way of doing a lot of camping. So I'm encouraging people to sort of do like Gladwin is doing. Have it right after here. You can go directly from this camp out to a next one, and you're not on the road back and forth so much. So want to encourage people to still get out and camp. We're family, friends, and this is what we like to do. So encourage people. We should have more activity, more participation. I don't know how to get more people involved. I mean, we're providing some meals. Encourage people. Camping's good. Thank you.
Brian, did you call communications?
Yeah, I did. Kind of with the webinar. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I wanted to add on communications.
Okay. All
right. Okay, as you notice, we're having some issues with the one set of mics. So I'd like to ask that we purchase a new set of wireless mics that I can replace. I was looking online at a pretty reasonably priced, and that way I don't have to repair the one that had the broken antenna, and we can get a more updated one. So I'm just asking for approval for a line item that I can know how much I can spend, and I think I should be able to do it for under $50 and get a pair of mics.
So is that a motion you're making?
Well, I'm just requesting that somebody has to make a motion.
We have a motion.
Second.
Okay, thank you.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Okay.
I'll do some research, come up with what I can, and then submit it to the board. Okay, here you go. Thank you.
Senior advisor, Pete is not here. President, I actually have a couple of things that maybe should come up in the new business, but they didn't, so I'll bring them up now. A couple of initiatives that I am working on getting going. One of them affects mostly the board members, but could potentially affect anyone, and that's a repository, a digital repository for any MSA documents that we really need to get, that you know are currently in like you know someone's briefcase or you know things like meeting minutes, treasurer's reports, copies of our constitution, some articles of incorporation like our you know EIN number document that I have in my briefcase. So that's going to go onto our website. It's going to be basically hidden away in an area that there will not be any direct link for anyone from the public to you know get to, but anyone that knows the address can get to it, and Paul will administer that and you know add documents. We'll have sub folders in there for the various categories of documents. So anyone that might be in possession of any documents that you think need to get archived, so we have some more ready access to them. Please let us know. Probably most of them are in our possession currently, but who knows what's out there. And we're going to be selective. There's probably going to be stuff that we're just, you know, it's not worth the effort to do. But we do feel a need to have that before they get lost forever. The second initiative is to have an inventory of everything equipment-wise that MSA either owns or that are not owned by MSA, but get maybe used by MSA. So you know things MSA owns, like the flags, because we almost lost them about a year ago. We didn't know where they were, and we finally figured out where they were and got them. You know, anything, and I'm thinking things that MSA doesn't own, like you know cornhole boards, beach, you know, bean bag baseball boards. I don't even know who owns it. They might be owned by one of the districts. They might be owned by individuals. But if it's something that MSA has used or might use, I'd like an inventory of all of those things that we know, you know what it is, who has it, and who owns it, so that we don't have things that disappear and we have no idea where they are. So that's something I will be working on. Again, we'll probably have it in the repository But I will be working on the list, so anyone that has anything that falls into those categories, please give me that information. I think I also would like to include contact information for the who has it, so that, you know, if someone else needs to get it, they know, have a way of contacting that person to say, hey, I need such and such for this camp out, you know, how can I go about getting it? So again, anyone that has anything that either is owned by MSA or that is used by MSA but might be owned by a chapter, a district, or individually, I'd like an inventory of that, and I'll be working on getting that together. It's time now for open floor discussion. Is there anything?
I got an email from Linda English on May 9th, and so I'm going to share it with you. I called her to see if I could do that. She said, it just gets crazier. She said, I'm fine, which actually isn't true. John is in intensive rehab program at a hospital in Angola, Indiana, after back surgery in Fort Wayne almost 2 weeks ago. His spinal cord was severely pinched, and he currently has no use of his left leg. It could take months with intensive therapy to maybe come back. And in the meantime, her doctor wants her to have her other hip fixed. So they probably are not going to get to National, and she said they don't even know if they'll camp at all this year. So I just wanted to bring everybody up to stuff on what was going on there.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Diane has a card that can be signed.
Oh, and I was going to ask about, is this, I don't know the procedure for this, but can we send them some flowers or something from us, do you think? I don't know.
What do you guys usually do? I'm just informing what's going on.
We did something like that. We should pass the hat to do that. But it's up to the board. It's interesting.
Make a motion to send some type of a acknowledgement, gift, flowers, whatever. To
thinking of you.
Send them something that can be useful, like meals or that kind of thing, so that Linda doesn't.
He is in a
like a nursing home.
So he's there. Okay, he's not just going to wait. He's inpatient. Okay.
Inpatient because he cannot stand.
Yeah.
He cannot use his one leg.
Okay, I heard a motion and a second. I want to make sure I clarify to send a
63.
Did you repeat your motion, please?
291 second.
Make a motion for some type of a gift, thinking of you, something along that line.
Get better
for John and Linda.
That motion was by 63, and the second was by 291. Any discussion? That's some discussion. Any other more discussion?
Is there an amount you're going to put towards it?
Right.
Well, we also probably need to maybe discuss who gets to vote us about picking something out and getting it to them.
Who lives the closest to them?
I'm not the shopper, she is.
That's a loaded question.
Hey Brian, the good thing is that she's a national officer, so we don't have to worry about setting the precedent.
There's something that you put up at home.
How about watching the cram of wind chimes?
I think wind chimes are good. Cram wind chimes. We got those for dad too.
Right over your head.
No, he said crayon. That was the class today. There's a lot of expenses. If she needs, if she gets a gift card, she can buy whatever she needs or help for gas.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, and she's about 25 minutes away from the
Yeah,
I'll add to my motion that
give Diane permission to do whatever thing, whatever she thinks is right.
Hey, I'm in trouble if you do that.
Okay, so we have an amendment to the motion. Do we need a second to that amendment? Do we have a second? Okay, second by 291. Any discussion for the amendment to the motion?
Should we set an amount? Set an amount.
We need to set an amount.
Amend your motion again.
Okay, we're going to amend the amendment to the original motion. For an amount not to exceed.
For Diane.
50?
No, 100.
100? I don't know that.
If you give a plan, it's okay.
Oh, 100.
Okay, so we have an amendment to the amendment to the motion. To say time, okay, we have a second to the amendment to the amendment to motion. Any discussion to the amendment to the amendment to motion?
Get that already?
Okay, I'm gonna call for a vote. All in favor, say aye. Opposed, nay. Okay, any other open floor discussion?
Yes.
Yes.
I think something that will, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again, okay? Beat dead horse, I don't care. We need to get back to setting a date, like the third weekend in May and the third weekend in September. That's the way it used to be. The only deviation of that had to be approved by the board at a meeting. If we do that, everybody can plan ahead and then we can get more people. I really believe it makes a difference because you always know where it's gonna be. Is that a suggestion?
Spring and fall.
Yes, spring and fall.
The reason we got away from them is because...
Any other open floor discussion? I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I got one.
Motion?
I got one. No, okay. I got one thing.
Oh.
I don't want to sound like the wet blanket, okay, but if you're going to send them John and Linda something, whatever it ends up to be, you know what, a card shower is nice. Send them a card, let them know, find some goofy cards, send them, let them know we're thinking about them besides this.
Right.
Easy peasy, you know, so, okay, that's all, that was a suggestion.
Can we have an address?
We can get you the address. Actually, it's in the Michigander, because
it's and it should be on the website.
Did you go back to
the home address? I just saw it.
No, home address.
It's not there.
Before we adjourn, I'm going to double back because the team director stepped out and just when the committee came out. So, teams, anything to report for the.
No.
Okay.
If anybody is interested in SCRV magnets, I have them.
How much?
15.
Fifteen, 15 each. Yes, you can see one on the back of my Suburban. Which, by the way, if you go back there, you'll see that I got one of the new Quasi-Centennial license plates, the red, white, and blue ones, the pretty ones. Mine, I got a personalized one that says FCRB. So, no one else, sorry, I got it. Okay, any other open floor business? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. I see one for 46 seconds. 35, all over the place. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? stay here for another hour.
Oh, make the announcement about the games and the game announcement.
So, yeah, don't everyone. So now we will open up for awards for today. But while she's coming up, after awards, we have some games over here for people to play. So if you want to.